Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian on Tuesday appreciated Pakistan's consistent and principled support during the recent Middle East crisis, as Tehran and Tel Aviv agreed to a U.S.-brokered ceasefire. The appreciation came during a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, who reiterated Pakistan's backing for Iran at international forums, including the United Nations Security Council and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. According to the Prime Minister's office, the Premier stressed the importance of adherence to international law and the UN Charter by all parties. He also reaffirmed Pakistan's commitment to regional peace, calling for dialogue and diplomacy as the only viable path to de-escalation. Both leaders underscored the need for unity among the Muslim Ummah during what they described as a particularly challenging period. The conversation took place against the backdrop of a ceasefire agreement mediated by U.S. President Donald Trump, following talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and other officials also held parallel discussions with Iranian representatives. A senior White House official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said Israel agreed to the ceasefire on the condition that Iran refrains from launching further attacks. The truce was expected to be implemented in phases, allowing both sides to conclude any ongoing operations. However, the fragile agreement appeared under strain on Tuesday, as President Trump accused both Iran and Israel of violating the truce. In a strongly worded post on his Truth Social platform, he warned Tel Aviv against further escalation. Israel. Do not drop those bombs. If you do it, it is a major violation. Bring your pilots home, now. Trump wrote before departing for a NATO summit in The Hague. Speaking to reporters en route, the U.S. president expressed frustration, saying he was not happy with either side, particularly Israel. Iran, for its part, firmly denied accusations that it had fired missiles after the ceasefire began. Iranian state television called the claims false and unfounded, asserting that Tehran remained committed to the truce. Despite Tehran's denial, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz ordered retaliatory strikes on key targets in the Iranian capital after the Israeli military reported detecting a missile launch from Iran earlier in the day. The incident triggered air raid sirens in northern Israel, just hours after Netanyahu had publicly accepted the U.S. proposal for a ceasefire.